Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Let's listen to a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding the excellence of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A beautiful hadith-e-paak has been quoted by Amir al-Sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites 50 times durood upon me on the day of judgment, I will shake hands with that person. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our new silsila, Istikhara and Spiritual Cures. And in this silsila, as I mentioned before, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to discuss your problems, diseases, any illnesses that a person will have. Alhamdulillah, we've got the Tawizat-e-Attariya Majlis Islami brothers with us who are going to give us the wazifa and in some amal for us to read. We'll go to the first question. An Islami brother has asked a question. Due to traveling a lot, I get really tired. So is there any wazifa or something that he can read so that he can travel and not get that much tired?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a person takes out the journey or when he begins to travel, if he recites Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu continuously throughout the journey, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will not be tired.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a beautiful wazifa that we can read if you are traveling. And I know a lot of the viewers of Madani channel will be watching this silsila, you know, they'll be thinking, yeah, I travel a lot. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a beautiful wazifa that have been given. And another, a few things that is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that if you are the passenger and you're traveling, then try to take your shoes off because that'll give you rest for your feet as well. And also when you're traveling, read the dua when you are traveling. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnah has written this dua in his booklet, Madani Panch Surah, as well as other booklets as well, Sunnatain aur Adab. It's a very short dua. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. So this dua, short dua, try to memorize this dua, and whenever you wish to travel or you intend to travel, then my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, read the dua and act upon the wazifa that has been given to us by Muballigh Da'wat Islami. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, next time when we go travel, Allah Ta'ala will protect us from tiredness and other calamities. Another question that has been sent to us is, children who don't listen to parents, a wazifa, and we know that this is sadly very, very common amongst the families.
Okay, that child who is not listening to his parents, the parent, before sunrise, if he places his hand upon the forehead of the child and recites Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu 21 times, inshallah azawajal, that child will become pious.
That's before sunrise, yes.
Before sunrise, if he places the hand on the forehead and recites Ya Shahido 21 times.
Okay, mashallah azawajal. So another beautiful amal for us to do. And remember, my dear Islam brothers, you know, a lot of parents will be worried about disobedient children, you know, children who don't listen to them, and ma'azallah, you know, they get into bother. And one of the things that Amir al-Sunnat, he sometimes mentions in his Madani Muzakirah and his bayans as well, is we need to bring up our children according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So tarbiyat-e-aulad, you know, it's very, very important that we give time and we not only focus on our children's worldly education, but we worry about their hereafter as well. And once we start to bring up our children, we teach them the etiquettes, the adab of deen, it is the parents' duty to teach the children all these things. Now, once we teach our children, we have an environment at home where our children, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, they'll be learning the sunnahs. And, you know, inshallah, azza wa jal, we've got more chances of having children or our children becoming pious and inshallah practicing Muslims, and they'll be obedient to us as well. So it's very, very important, my dear Islamic brothers. Just don't focus on your child to become some worldly figure. Let's worry about our children's manners, our children's etiquettes. And like Islam Bhai mentioned as well, he's given us a wazifa for us to do as well. So please try to act upon that. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make our children pious and practicing Muslims as well. Another question that was sent is that sometimes we start something, they start something new, but it doesn't result as expected. Yani the result is not what they expected.
Before any task, job is begun, if the person recites Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u, 20 times, inshallah azawajal, that job or task or whatever he has started will finish according to his wishes, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Brothers, remember, whenever we do something, Dawat Islami also gives us another service, another department of Dawat Islami, is that istikhara online. Then there's istikhara. If you go to the tawizat, maktabs, where they do the istikhara, alhamdulillah, istikhara is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, during this silsila, maybe in the next coming episodes, we will inshallah so we'll start to do istikhara as well. So istikhara is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll explain that later, what istikhara is and how you can do istikhara. Another question, my child keeps getting evil eye, nazar-e bad, any wazifa, or you can tell us any dua for that as well, please.
Yeah, in the publishing department of Dawud Islami, Maktabatul Madina, page 214 of the Madini Panch Surah, it says, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala has stated that recites the following ayat upon whoever is afflicted by the evil eye, and then performed them. Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Allahumma adhib anhu harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. InshaAllah azza wa jal, that evil eye will be removed from that person.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another wazifa dua that could be read is that whilst in the state of ablution, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time. Recite Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak and Surah Nas. So Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Surah Falak, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak. And Surah Nas, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. All of these surahs, recite them 3 times with durood in the beginning and at the end as well. And blow upon the child. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, they will be protected from evil eye.
Something else which is available.
Ji, mashallah.
Throughout the UK, there's Tawizat-e Atariya Bastas, which are established according to particular timings. Something which is handed out to those parents whose children usually are afflicted with nazar-e bad, with evil eye, is a small pamphlet which explains the method, which I will try to explain to you. Basically, you take 7 red whole chilies, and you encircle around the child that's inflicted with evil eye, starting from the right shoulder. Recite Bismillah Sharif, and also recite, begin with the Ruh Sharif and end with the Ruh Sharif. Start from the right shoulder and encircle around the child until you come to the right shoulder again. And that is one. And you repeat this process, the encircling, 7 times. Once you've completed that, recite the Ruh Sharif and put it upon a stove or burning hot pan, and wait for the chilies to burn. Once the chilies have burned into charcoal, if any smell emanates from them, then the evil eye, the nazar, is removed. If no smell emanates, then repeat the process the second time and the third time until the smell emanates. That will do for that one day. The evil eye has been removed. Repeat the process on the second day and the third day. Inshallah, as Allah wills, the evil eye will be removed.
MashaAllah. For good. With that chilies, when they start burning and they can smell, burning chilies, is that
burning of chilies? Yeah, okay. The smell that emanates is of burning chilies.
And so that means that the evil eye has been removed. MashaAllah. Another beautiful thing, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that Amir al-Sunnat, he mentioned in his Madani Muzakara, why do, you know, people, children, adults, why will they, or how would they get an evil eye? And one of the reasons is that, for example, if you are if you are talking about someone and you are praising them, you know, Amir al-Sunnat, he says that we should also, when we start to praise someone, we should say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. For example, if your son is doing quite good at madrasa, so instead of just saying that, oh, my son does very good at madrasa, we should say, Alhamdulillah, my son is doing very good at the madrasa. So by saying Alhamdulillah, inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will protect your son from evil eye. Remember that evil eye can be passed on from the parents themselves as well. So Alhamdulillah, we've heard a beautiful wazifa and an amal for us to do. And also, whenever we praise anyone, then say MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, inshallah, azawajal, they'll be protected from evil eye from us. Is that a wazifa to read on an ill person? Now, this could be any disease. A wazifa for that, please.
Yeah. By reciting Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu 111 times, and performing them upon that ill or poorly person, inshallah, that person will be cured.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, my dear Islam brothers, you know, a lot of times illnesses, you know, they are from the stomach. Now, sometimes when a person gets ill, we know that a lot of the time people get food poisoning nowadays. Now, what is the reason that people would get food poisoning? It's maybe we've eaten something that has been left out, or we haven't recited the dua. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, just a few sunnats of eating food, because a lot of the time this is why people get ill. They'll eat something, they'll be at the restaurant, they'll be at home, and you know, they'll eat something and they'll get ill. So just a few sunnats of eating. One of the sunnat is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would start to eat, he would always wash his hands. So that is very, very important. Now sometimes what happens is, we'll have the food in front of us, but without washing our hands, and this is common amongst children, they'll be playing outside, and as soon as the food is ready, they'll come inside, and without washing their hands, they'll start to eat. So what happens is, when they're playing outside, there might be germs on their hands and they haven't washed their hands, and them germs will be passed on, and that's how, one of the reasons is that people will get ill. And there is a waqia that Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned in his bayan as well, that once a truck driver, he was driving, and on the way he felt like a little bump. So he parked his truck at a restaurant where he was going to eat. So he thought, I'm just going to check my tires, if there's anything wrong with the tires. So he was putting his hand, feeling the tires to see if there's any bumps or anything on the tire, if it's a flat tire or something. And after that, he didn't wash his hands. He sat down, he ordered the food, and he started to eat without washing the hands. And within 5 minutes, he died. Now, the cause of death was later found that when he was feeling the tire, you know, to see if there's any puncture or if there's any nail or something, what happened was that he went over a snake. And as he went over that snake, the poison of the snake was on the tires. And when he was feeling the tire, obviously the poison has now gone to his hands. And he sat down and he started to eat. So not knowing that he wasn't only eating the food, but he was also eating the poison of the snake. And because of that, he passed away. So my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that, you know, these sunnahs, once we start to act upon them ourselves, we need to start to teach our children. And another thing sometimes we see is that, you know, this is common amongst the Islamic sisters. You know, it's like they have long nails, and in them nails there might be something inside the nail. There might be some dust or earth inside the nails or something else. And when they're eating the food, that is obviously going into the stomach. So that's what is causing the problem. So alhamdulillah, we've got a vazifa how to cure ourselves. But I just explain a few of the things that alhamdulillah, if we can focus on these things, and then we can eliminate, you know, getting ill in the first place. Another question an Islamic brother has asked is, his wife's pregnant, and he says that we wish to have a baby boy. Can you tell us a vazifa regarding this one, please?
Yeah. Every Friday, if Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u is recited, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant them with a son.
MashaAllah. So, my dear Islam brothers, that was every Friday,
every
you
Friday,
said.
Every Friday, 10 times.
Is there a specific time for that, or?
There's no specified
no,
time.
No, mashallah. So, every Friday, if you can read that wazifa as well. And, you know, some Islamic brothers will be thinking, you know, are you allowed to read a wazifa? Are you allowed to take a ta'weez for this kind of things? Then, my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah, if the intention is correct, yeah, if the intention is that you want a baby boy because you want him to become a Hafiz Quran, an Alim Deen, a pious person, you're going to give him good tarbiyah so that he becomes a good Muslim, then asking for ta'weezat, for wazaif, alhamdulillah, is according to Shariat. There is nothing wrong with that. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when, you know, baby boy, but if you have a daughter, we shouldn't be worried if we have a daughter. Now, if you look at the prophets of Allah, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had four beautiful daughters. Hazrat Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wa salam, he only had daughters, he had no son, he had four daughters. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when Allah Ta'ala blesses us with daughters, we shouldn't be moaning about that, I've already got five daughters, I've already got a daughter, I wanted a son. Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us, we should be proud of that, we should be happy. And then there's many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you have daughters, the blessings of daughters. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in one of the hadith, the mafhum is that if anyone has a daughter and he takes care of her everyday needs, clothing, food, and then when she's old enough, he gets her married up to a good home, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that me and him, yani the father, will be like this in paradise. You know, so alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, if Allah Ta'ala blesses us with daughters, my dear Islam brothers, we should be proud of that. Alhamdulillah, if Allah Ta'ala grants or blesses us with a daughter, we should be pleased with that. And nowadays, you know, these things were at the time of jahiliyyat, at the time of ignorance, where people used to have daughters and ma'azallah, they used to bury them alive. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has told us the greatness and the blessing that these daughters, they bring. And if you look at the action of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he used to love his daughters so much that he says that whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's youngest daughter, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up for her and he would kiss her forehead. And she would in return kiss the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful hands. So that is the love that we need to give to our daughters. Okay, alhamdulillah, we have sons as well. So my dear Islam brothers, daughters, they're not going to be with you. One day they're going to go into their own homes. Yeah. So please, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, Amir al-Sunnat has written a beautiful risala as well. And the name of that risala is in English as well. Daughter thrown alive into well. Yani zinda beti ko kuwe mein dal diya. Another one, I just want to mention this one as well, that the one who has three daughters and he treats them well, heaven becomes wajib for him. It was humbly asked, if there are two, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even if there are two, And then he was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if there's only one daughter? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, even if there is only one. Now mashallah, you know, those Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, who have one daughter, two daughters, three daughters, you know, mashallah, you know, rejoice upon this, that Jannat becomes wajib for that person if he treats his daughters well. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give us daughters, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us pious sons as well. Another question is that we see a lot of people dying in car accidents, heart attacks and different other sorts of sudden deaths. Is there a wazifa that we can remain protected from sudden death?
Protection from sudden death. Whoever recites Ya Basiru, Ya Basiru, Ya Basiru 7 times every day at the time of Asr, i.e. at the beginning time, from the beginning time of Asr, right up until sunset, inshallah that person will be protected from sudden death.
Subhanallah, mashallah. Another question, I want to act upon the sunnats. MashaAllah, this brother, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, beautiful question. I want to act upon the sunnats and become pious, practicing Muslim. Can you please tell me something that I can read?
The person who wants to become pious and he wants to be somebody who acts upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he recites the following amulet, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru. If he recites this as much as he can, inshallah, he will become pious and a person who acts upon the sunnah of the Prophet.
Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, we know how important it is to become pious, because we're not here to live in this world forever. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. We're going to die one day. You know, this question that this Islamic brother has asked, mashallah, this should be a question that we should be all asking ourselves. I want to become pious. You know, I want to, if there's anything wrong that we do, you know, I want to change my life. I want to change my ways, because we know we're going to die one day, but we don't know when we are going to die. So before death approaches us, before death comes to us, we need to change our ways. And alhamdulillah, some of the other ways that we can try to become pious, we go about with beautiful wazifa. Then some of the ways is that, you know, attach yourself to the environment of Dawat Islami. Why Dawat Islami? Because alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, you'll have good friends with you all the time. Friends that will keep in contact with you, and inshallah azza wa jal, they'll take you to the ijtimas. And as you know, Dawat Islami's ijtimas are held in all major cities throughout the world. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawat Islami's message has reached to more than 200 countries throughout the whole world. And my dear Islamic brothers, surely there will be an ijtima close to where you are living. Please go to that ijtima. More or less, the ijtimas are held on a Thursday, but if there are some places, the ijtima may be held on a Saturday or a Sunday. Please try to contact the local brothers. Find out when that ijtima is held, and take yourself and your friends and your family male members. Alhamdulillah, there are separate ijtimas for Islamic brothers and separate ijtimas for Islamic sisters as well. And inshallah, azawajal, by traveling on the Madani Qafile of Dawat Islami, you must have seen on Madani channel how Qafile's Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, they leave their homes in search for knowledge. And we know there are so many blessings to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in search of knowledge. That could be a way that we, alhamdulillah, become pious as well. And one of the beautiful ways that Amir al-Sunnah, the beauty that Amir al-Sunnah has given us is Madani Inamat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these are 72 questions for Islamic brothers, 63 questions for Islamic sisters, and 92 questions for Jamiatul Madina students, 40 questions for Madrasa Madina students. There are alhamdulillah for special Islamic brothers. We call them khususi Islamic brothers, those who are deaf, dumb and blind. There are alhamdulillah madani inamat for them as well. So my dear Islam brothers, if you really wish to become pious, then make yourself someone who acts upon madani inamat. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will see the difference, you'll see the change inside yourself. Another Islam brothers sent a question. I have a lot of tension problems and need to pay a lot of debt, but don't have enough money. Can you please help me and tell me something which can solve my problems?
Yeah, by reciting Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, 550 times in between the sunnahs of Fajr and the Farz. So in between the sunnahs of Fajr and Farz, reciting Ya Razzaqu 550 times, inshallah, for the duration of 41 days. If Allah wills, inshallah, that person will become wealthy.
So he reads his sunnahs of Fajr, and then he starts to read his wazifa 550 times. Just to mention a few things about problems and tensions we have. You know, remember, my dear Islamic brothers, if you are owing debt to someone, you are owing debt to someone, then it's very important that we find ways to repay that debt as soon as possible. We find a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that a man once died, and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did this person leave any debt behind? Did he owe money to someone? And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, he has people to pay money. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, well, you read his janazah, I am not going to offer his funeral, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine how, you know, bad it is to die with debt. And today, you know, we a lot of brothers, we're taking debt on for no reason. Yeah, just to buy a new sofa set, buy a new television. People are going out there buying these things on interest. I don't know what the ruling for that will be, if it's halal or haram. But my dear Islam brothers, just think to yourself that we are putting all this debt on our heads. You know, our earning might be 150 to 300 pounds a week, but if you look at it every month or the whole year, try to sit down and calculate. We are spending more than what we are earning. So obviously we are going to put ourselves in debt. So my dear Islam brothers, please try not to put more debt on yourself. Live a simple life. Look at the beautiful life that we see our Amir Ahl Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, he's in our days, isn't he? We see him. It's so simple. He doesn't owe anyone money. He goes to sleep at night. But my dear Islam brothers, we might be living a life of luxury, but we know, I owe so much to the bank. I owe so much to this person. I owe so much to that person. So please live a life of responsibility. And inshallah, azawajal, try it. If you are in debt, then alhamdulillah, azawajal, act upon the wazifa that has been given to us. Another question we have is, we hear from the scholars that committing sins results in the blackening of the heart. Is there any spiritual cure for this?
Whoever, once they've read Fajr Salah, by placing both hands upon the chest and reciting Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu 70 times, inshallah, this will remove the rust and dirt from the heart.
Subhanallah. One of the wazifa is sohbat as well. You know, our friends, who are our friends, that also is a big factor. You know, and then also try to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, that is one of the things that we do at the ijtimaas, the weekly ijtimaas of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, part of that ijtima is that brothers do the zikr of Allah. And as Allah Azza wa Jalla himself, he says in the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that no doubt there is satisfaction in the hearts, in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So try to remember the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. Another question, can you tell me a wazifa for headaches?
Yeah, whoever is confronted with headaches, any type of illness or grief, if he writes Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Ghafuru with ink upon a piece of paper, place a piece of bread upon that wet ink, and with that the impression will soak upon the bread, consume that piece of bread, and inshallah azza wa jal, those illnesses, the headaches,
they all shall be cured. MashaAllah. So a beautiful wazifa, my dear Islam brothers, of headaches. And there are a lot of people out there who are suffering. They get migraines, they get headaches, half the head or full head. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, beautiful wazifa. An Islamic brother has said that his eyes are getting weak. How can he control this and protect his eyesight?
Weakening of the eyesight. When a person has read his salah, and you can perform this with all five prayers, once you've completed the namaz, recite Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru 11 times, perform them upon the fingertips, like so, and rub upon the upon your eyes. Inshallah, so by doing this amal, your eyesight will be protected.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give you barakah for that. My dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if you've just joined us in this silsila, this is a new silsila, Alhamdulillah, that has started on Madani channel. You must have watched this silsila. It's in Urdu, Ruhani Ilaj. And this silsila is in English, what we've started now, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Another question, any wazifa to strengthen memory? You know, with we have a lot of people, they say, I can't remember anything, or my memory is getting weaker. Any wazifa that we can help?
After one has performed his salah, place your hand upon the head and recite Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu 11 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will give the person strong memory.
MashaAllah. I've noticed that every wazifa that you are telling us, you're reciting it three times.
There's two things. The benefits of this is that it's acting upon the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that reciting something three times, and by repeating it, it also makes it clear for the listener as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, not only do we get spiritual cures, my dear Islam brothers, we get to learn the beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And my dear Islam brothers, just commenting on this, we get a lot of people who do complain that their memory is getting weaker. And one of the reasons that the scholars they have written is due to committing sins. A person, you know, should try to keep himself away from committing sins. The more sins a person commits, you know, that is it affects the memory as well. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, like we mentioned before, keep yourself attached to Dawat-e-Islami, travel on the Qafile, attend the Ijtimas, act upon Madani Inamat, and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, that will give you that strength, and inshallah Azza wa Jalla, no doubt it will strengthen our memory as well. Today's final question we have is an Islam brother. He says that my daughter gets bad dreams, she wakes up at night and she starts crying. Is there any wazifa that we can give the Islamic brother?
Before going to bed, recite Durood Sharif in the beginning and the end. Once at the beginning, once at the end. And recite Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times. So before you go to sleep, recite Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times and go to sleep. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll be protected from nightmares and
scary dreams. MashaAllah. A lot of the times, my dear Islamic brothers, children, when they do get nightmares, it's maybe what they've been doing during the day, or sadly, Allah Ta'ala forbid, if they've been watching a film where, you know, it was a horror movie or something. You know, these are the kind of things that will come into their dreams as well. So, first of all, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to make our house, you know, all pure from all these sins. Watching movies, films and dramas, they're all sins, and we need to clean our heart from these sins. I can remember once a person, he came to Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala and he was complaining that he thinks that he has jinns, ghosts in his house. And Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says to him, do you know how to do ghusl properly? Do you know how to have a bath when ghusl becomes wajib upon you? And he says that I don't. So Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala, who is the youngest son of Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he taught him how to do ghusl properly. And then he says to that person that go and act upon this. So the person, and you look at the question and what answer, what wazifa he gave him. He just taught him how to do ghusl properly. So the person, he goes back home, and whenever he was in the state of doing ghusl, he would do it according to what he was taught by Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And some days later, he came back to Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says that, Huzoor, it looks like that the jinns have gone away from my house, because I can see satisfaction, there's no problems in my house. And Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said to that person, that son, the reason why your house was impure is because you were never pure yourself. Yeah, you were always impure. You didn't know how to do ghusl properly, so you were always impure. And because of that, your house became impure as well. And now because you've learned how to pure yourself, how to purify yourself, Allah Ta'ala has cleansed your house as well. He's purified your house. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, in this short period of time, in this few minutes, we've learned so many spiritual cures for the problems. And also we've learned some of the sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers, is Alhamdulillah, keep watching Madani channel. As you know, Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, whenever you turn the TV on, instead of watching dramas and films and committing sins, this is one of the, I can say that this is the only channel in the whole world, and I can guarantee you that. Alhamdulillah, when you turn on Madani channel, you'll be, Alhamdulillah, getting yourself rewards. There'll be so many beautiful things. One of the Islamic brothers, he says that one day he was just flickering through the channels and he came upon Madani channel and he saw Amiri Ahle Sunnah making a dua and he was crying in the dua and all those Islamic brothers who were present in the ijtima were also crying with Amiri Ahle Sunnah. And he thought to himself, you know, these guys are pious. These are pious people I'm watching. But look at the fear that these people have. Who am I? But I never cry in the fear of Allah. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by watching Madani channel, that Islamic brother has repented from his sins. So please, my dear Islamic brothers, if you want to have a good environment at home, if you want your children to become pious, if you want your family to live, Alhamdulillah, healthy and a good lifestyle, then Madani channel is there to help you. Dawat-e-Islami is here to help you as well. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, stay tuned to Madani channel. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will join you again in this silsila. I just want to give out a phone number. If there's any, if you want to ring us and record your calls, then the number should be showing at the bottom of the screen. If there's a WhatsApp voicemail or a text message you want to send us on WhatsApp, then if you can note this number down, 07-405-78-4646. 07-405-78-4646. I'll repeat it again because it's a sunnah like we alhamdulillah learned today to repeat it three times. 07-405-78-4646. And remember, my dear Islam brothers, please send us your calls, send us your WhatsApp messages only for Islamic brothers. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, maybe next time in our silsila, we can include your problem, your question, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, try to find a spiritual cure for that as well. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers, please keep watching Madani channel. Fight against backbiting will continue. Inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim.
You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.